Hey Oil of Hashem, Be Eloi Neymar. Yoishev Pesach oil kechoy mayoy. Ve'loy ne'mamre u'shenosan lo yeitzo ala mila. U'fichoch nigle olam b'chel. Abraham went to ask Eitzev to do the bris mila or not. And Mamre told him yes. So u'fichoch nigle al shmoy. Before Shem Shtel, Avraham Avinu goes to take a Eitzah from Mamre. And when he jumps in the Kasdim, who he took a Eitzah from? Nimrod. Avraham is going to have a suffix. Yes to learn, not to learn. Remember, what was that? Yes to learn. Before Shem say, Avraham Avinu walked 3 days to the Akedah. Why 3 days? Why Hashem didn't do a Kfitzas HaDerech? We know Yaakov Avinu has Kfitzas HaDerech. All the Choshev Rebbes have Kfitzas HaDerech. Why Avraham Avinu doesn't have a Kfitzas HaDerech to Har HaMoriah? Zog the Meforshim. If Avraham Avinu, the end of the parsha, will just zoom to Har HaMoriah, or take out the knife and shech with Yitzchok, you could say, in the moment you got into it. But slowly, slowly, a person, even if he gets into it, slowly, slowly it wears out. Hashem wanted him to walk for 3 days. Enough time to change his mind. And after 3 days of walking slowly, he's holding and doing the Bris Milah. Obviously, he's holding by doing a Bris Milah. This is the reason Hashem did not make a Kfitzas HaDerech to Avraham Avinu in the way to Har HaMoriah. Avraham Avinu did a Bris Milah. If he'll wake up in the morning and he will chop himself off, the people will say, you know, Chveis is an old man, I don't know what, he had a dream, something, please. He just took the knife and cut it off. Went to all of his friends, Hashem gave me a mitzvah, I'm an old man, dangerous, not dangerous, yes to do, not to do. And then he did it, everyone knew that he did the Ratzon HaBoreh. So even if Mamre would say no as well, he would also do it. But when he went to take a Eitzah, was a part of doing the mitzvah mitoich yishuv vadas. And more than that, if Mamre would also say no, and the end he will do it, people will think that maybe it's crazy. But if he discussed it, and Mamre said, I don't understand. Chazal said, Mamre told him, he saved you from Kivshan Ha'esh. All the things he look after you, you're scared to listen to him? And then he did it, this is the Gresta Kiddush Hashem. A lot of times it's important to discuss. To show that you're not doing it with zizos. Chosik is mamshich. Vayisraeinu vayar vihine shloisha anoshim nitzovim olov vayar vayorot zlikos. So Chazal say Avraham Avinu is sitting there and he has tzar that he can't do achnos asorchim, and Hashem sends the three malochim vayar vayorot zlikos vayomer Hashem, in Lomotso Sichem Beinecho, or he speaks to them, or to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Al Notavu Ma'al Avdecho, Yukach Nomad Ma'al. אברהם אבינו היה זו צער דוס מתכנוס הסורכים אל השם סנזל במהלוכים עשה אביטיים בקצור I don't want to say the whole שמוזנת רבולבה speaks out אברהם אבינו זכנוס הסורכים was one of the unnecessarily אכנוס הסורכים maybe I'll first start with the מרשוס קשה Moses says in the end of the Christian of Baba Basra that Yirmiyo Anovi davened an Anshe Anosa Anshe Anosa, the people that put him in prison Beis Rotzoi Niyu Mukhsholim Lefonecho Afilu Bishol Shem Noitnim Tzdoko Yitnu Leanim She'einu Meugonim Shelo Yekab Luscha Let them to give to the fake people that go around So we see that if you give Tzdoko to a fake person it's not Tzdoko That tzedakah that we know in the world is Avraham Avinu. Bischar v'yoretz Avraham, bischar yukachnov, bischar. How Avraham Avinu gets schar? The Gemara says, "Hachshilim b'vnei Adam she'einu meugonim shelo yekavlu schar." So how Avraham Avinu gets schar for all the things? This kasha the Maor Shofrek b'chidush ha'agodes. I was asked this kasha when I got married. I didn't have money, so now I don't have. Then my mamish didn't have. I didn't have money, and it was the kind of place that they made a faher. And a lot of masechtas, there's one shayla ba'aloche, one shayla ba'agoda, and the faher was. 7-8 masechtas. It was also on the Gemara and Baba Kama, he had to know the 75 lat, the first 75 lat in Baba Kama, he had to know it with a needle. If you knew in the Faher, you got $27,000. This is 30 years ago. But then I bought an apartment then, yeah? And one of the kashas, the teasing kasha was that the Gemara Baba Kama in Sotah Ekrishon says, "Hachshilim b'vnei Adam she'einu meugonim shelo yekavlu schar aleihem." And here, Avraham Avinu gets schar for a fake tzedakah. And they frag the Maharsho. Zog the Maharsho, Bar Kopla says, "Amur Bar Chova," that. And Ben Adam Lachaveiro, you get a schar, even if the guy, you're not mechave l'shem shomai. You see a guy, a Nebach guy, and you give him something. Even if you didn't mean good, you just did it for yourself. You say, one of the gedolim would every time give tzedakah, and then he would call the guy again and give another time. They asked him why. So the first tzedakah he gives, because he felt bad. Now that he was yotzeh one, he gave tzedakah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves to give tzedakah. So every time he writes two checks. First check he writes till the guy smiles. Now, no more. No more bad feelings. Okay, now I give tzedakah because I want to give tzedakah. He writes the second check. It's a good anoge in the future. At least when I come to visit you. But we call him. So, dear, you get schar even for the bad, even if you're doing it for bad feelings. Avdem zok Yirmiyahu achshilim b'vnei Adam she'einu meugonim. But if you give tzedakah to the fake person, you don't get no schar because it's not tzedakah. But Avraham Avinu did the tzedakah because he wanted to do tzedakah. So Avraham Avinu gets schar for his kavonah. So again, it's, you get schar for the etzem chesed for the kavonah. Avraham gets schar for the kavonah. The male Avraham Avinu gets schar even that these people will talk and not poor. Mikol mokarim, the chesed from Avraham Avinu is a matne chesed. Why? No one needs. It's like, you know, I remember when I was young. I think they had a zazak. It's called zaka. I don't know if you heard about it. You know what a zaka is? Like the twin of Atzola, yeah? The Zaka, their job was every time when the Arabs blew up a bus, they would go to collect all the pieces. Now, Baruch Hashem, the Arabs don't blow up anymore. They have different kinds of things that they do. They chop heads. So Zaka is less in job. Yeah? So so they do more good Zach and Zaka. Now, Zaka could feel bad that there's no bombs. That's for sure. We only need Zaka. What if there's no more calls? Don't we use for Atzola, yeah? The guy, you know, he works, he tries to get into Atzola, then he waits, that's all we'll need, right? He davens for the calls. About the mice, yeah? About the mice, the best thing is that there's no call. Avraham Avinu wants to do achmasos. If Avraham Avinu wants to help needies, so they're in the house and they didn't come, so he feels bad. Avraham Avinu is doing it in that when people walk in the street and it's hot, he's giving drink. No one is walking in the street. What is the problem? No one is hot today. What? There's no need. There's no need. And Avraham is mitzvah. The Teretz is because chesed you have to want to do. That is good. Avraham is not waiting for people to be sick. That is takeh shlech. He's waiting for people to walk in the street and to need to drink. That is no chisod. He's not waiting that people will be sick and his life of cholim could help. His wants that people will walk in the street and he could give them to drink. Now Avraham was very not convenient. So she had to go out of the room. Aber chesed. He was sick. In a second, I will tell you the Ramban. Maybe I'll tell you the Ramban now. I can't wait. The Ramban asks the Kasha, the Malochim tell Soro, Kreis Chayav and Soro Ben, and Soro laughs. We'll get to it in a second. Frank the Ramban, I don't understand. In the end of Pasha's Lech Lecho, Vayomer Elohim al Avraham, Sora Yishtecho, Loitikro Esmo Sorai, Kiim Soro. Hashem said already that would be. So she didn't know the Nevuah? Second time, she didn't know that it's a Nevuah. Shaila said, what is the time that she left? Because it's kind of impossible, we have to know. Frank the Rambam was a Nevuah already. Ve'ulai, loy omar lo Avraham Nevuah, said the Rambam. Why? Because Hashem said, Soiv avodov le Nevuah, and Soro was Gdoilo Me'avrom, Kol HaShotem Al HaSoro Shema Bekoilo. He said, if Hashem wants, he will tell Soro. Why I have to go to say? If Hashem wants Soro to know, he will tell Soro. Ve'oid yesh lo ima, shemiyad achar she'omar lo Hashem ha'psuro, nitztave al ha'milo, ve'nizdarez al ha'milo, and he didn't have time to tell his wife that he's waiting for a kid for 80 years, that Bez Hashem, you know, Hashem said soon will be kids. It's no time. He rushed to the milah. Ve'achar amilo hoyocholosh ve'toshush. He couldn't talk to his wife. He was so weak for 3 days. This is a Ramban. And in that weakness, he sees Malachim and he starts to run to do Achnas HaSoch. Just to picture how the Ramban is picturing the story. Zogt Rav Volbe. In our days, Achnosas Ochim changed. Everyone wants guests for Shabbos, yeah? Everyone wants to make a Sudas Purim. If you go to someone else, they get very upset, yeah? If you invite 5 Bochim and then they don't show up, you get very upset, right? You want to make a matzah this little Shabbos. So in Achnosas Ochim, Bederech Klal, if your parents, the in-laws, you know how all the politics where everyone goes to? He says, but it's a... Avraham Avinu was mashlish achnos asolchim. He says, in our days it's also in one echetimtzi you have achnos asolchim. It also has 4 doors like Avraham Avinu. It's a car. You drive a car and someone is trying to hitch. And as a mishunadiki, it's a horror to look to the other side and not to pick him up. I'm sure all of you know what I'm talking about. Why? This is a regular achnos asolchim. It's outside. It's hot. Let him into your house, into your privacy. It's not gishmak, I want to listen to the news now, I feel not comfortable when he comes in, yeah? Everyone knows exactly. Or I'm schmoozing to someone. Avraham could not speak to his wife. He was not feeling good. Test yourself if you're a machmis oirach, if you stop. And don't say, okay, I don't have a car, so I'm speaking against the people that have cars. I also have the same problem. Someone takes me for a ride. I had this week, I had this terrible decision. I'll tell you. Chatoi ani maskir hayom. Monday night, I think it was Monday night, I had a wedding. In Sukiya. It's 30-40 minutes out of Yerushalayim, in the middle of the mountains there. A chavrusa 10 years, nights later, after my chasana, he married off his son. So I went, I didn't have someone to take me. So I saw a sign in yeshiva, a driver makes, try it, called up the guy, how much will it cost to take me there, to wait for an hour to bring him back to yeshiva, 150 shekel. Decent. He picks me up, we go to the place, with my wife, we're there for an hour, we're about to go out, like a little village, it's like a little village, and out, a guy stops. Where are you going, Yerushalayim? Yeah, the driver, can you give me a ride? Choshevit, God, I know who he is. Now I looked at his eye, I hope, he will not see me. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm paying the guy. Yeah. The guy doesn't know what to answer. Yes, he turns out with me, we could take him. So I'll say, I said yes. First of all, I got so upset. I'm paying the guy, the driver, what is going on here? Then decided, why I'm such a rasha? Why I'm such a rasha? The guy is stuck. There's no way to get out. I'm anyway paying. Sometimes with my wife. Avraham Avinu was also with Sarah. We get near yeshiva. The guy goes off. He has to go off. And the guy says, I'm really sorry. He says, I'll tell you the truth. I never say no to rides. I have to learn. If I want the parnasa, I feel so bad. I'm sorry. I never not stop the people. I know Chavish can get out. I'm doing a little bit rides for parnasa. I have to know. I really saw him promising to take me again. I will never do such a thing. So I told him, the truth is I got upset. And if you want business, I don't think it's a good idea. But I'm impressed with you that you couldn't hold yourself to say no to you. From that, I'm more impressed. For that reason, I want you. You couldn't hold yourself. You knew you mazik your parnasa. You couldn't say no to you. This was Avraham Avinu. He was sick. He was talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He left the Shechina. It's a famous maaseh they say in the mirror. The Rosh Yeshiva Rabbeinish. The Chazal say, we learn out from here, Yidoyle achnos asolchim yoysa mikabol aspnei Shechina. That he left the Ribbono Shel Olam and he went. The world asked a kashe, Yidoyle achnos asolchim yoysa mikabol aspnei Shechina. We learn from Avraham Avinu, he left the Ribbono Shel Olam and he went to achnos asolchim. But how Avraham Avinu knew that you're allowed to do that? A chutzpah. We see Avraham Avinu left Hashem and went to the guest. They're not going to talk to Hashem and Hashem. How Avraham Avinu? Zog de Lomdim, it's a kotzke vot. Zog de Lomdim. If Achnos HaSochim is not bigger from the Kabbalah from the Hashchina, why Hashem has to make it hot outside? Just talk with Avraham the whole day and he can't do Achnos HaSochim. Obviously Hashem knows, even if he talks to him, he will have to go. So from that Avraham Avinu knew that they're not going to talk to Hashem. Nicole McCoy. So they say a mice, it's a mirror mice. I remember I heard it only when I was a kid. I never heard it after that, but I was a kid. My grandmother lived in the building of Rabbeinish. Rabbeinish was the father-in-law of Nissen Tzvi. He was the son of Rabbi Zeyuda Hazoken. And every night he would have dreams. He dreamed a lot. Every morning he would come down to the Mumid, my grandmother, the Rebbe Sin Yafin, the wife of Avom Yafin, and they would do a Tovas Chalek. Rabbeinish dreamt. So the maaseh that went to the yeshiva was that Rabbeinish had a dream that he's talking to Eliyahu HaNavi. And the middle guest came. And he carried on speaking to Eliyahu HaNavi and he didn't go to the guest. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him in the dream, Beinish, Delach Masochim Yisim Kabbalas Mea Shechina. Why he didn't go to the guest? So he answered, you're right, but Achnos HaSochim in the dream is nothing. To talk to Eliyahu HaNavi in the dream is also Epis. Achnos HaSochim in the dream is Golish, but to talk to Eliyahu, Gilu Eliyahu B'chalev is Eichad Epis. So maybe I didn't leave Eliyahu HaNavi. So this was the Maisa when I was a kid. The Maisa was going around. From then I never heard it. So maybe a different kid told me it was not true. When I was 6 years old, I heard it for the first time and the last time. We call him a koyim. So Avobah said a person has to measure himself. Moshe 5:2 Bochum go to a wedding. And they have a car. There's another two bochum that don't have a ride. Yeah, they leave before these two guys have that they're leaving. Don't think I'm gonna make this a chukuna erika from Avraham Avinu. So what Avraham Avinu was managed to do, the goyim don't have it. By us, there's a flood. Every Jew is invited in. Because Avraham Avinu, the Rambam says, hishrish bebonav. So Avraham Avinu managed to make achlosas olchim that it's an accepted thing by us. No more people in Ishtazazach. Entirely people, strangers to sleep in the house, they go, they could take things in the room. It's unaccepted. But because of that, we think it's so natural, we don't have that when it switches to a car, pitom, it's such a nisoyan. And I'm telling you, I'm in weddings, I see boys disappear before the other friends will ask them for the ride. Why me'at mai? Why a little bit water? Give them a faster shower. Why yukach no me'at mai? But the Batish, the answer is, Mayim Achroinim, we also have a little bit, right? Ein Mechabdim B'Mayim Achroinim. Why? Why Ein Mechabdim B'Mayim Achroinim? Well, because if you tell someone you wash first, means you're the dirtiest. So when someone comes and his feet are dirty, he says, you take a little bit of water, why? You know, you just wash yourself a little bit, yeah? You give the guy a got to shower, you mean, you know, please don't come into my house. I mean, you know, get take care of yourself before. This is Bala Batish. The Nachal Eliyahu says a Givaldik Evot. Avraham Avinu was the biggest generous. He took three cows and he shech to give three tongues. His wife did new fresh bread. The water he was kagging them. Zog the Nachal Eliyahu because he didn't do it himself. Nisht av the cheshmen from Yedin. Mitzvahs ado nisht av the cheshmen from Yedin. Yeah, people, they invite a guest. They invite Bochim as Hashem, you'll be married. Then they let the wife to cook for 5 days. That is Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim. Duches, I'm not saying. Chas v'shon that the Yingamah will cook. Yes, any Shibud to learn, so don't invite. But don't invite and then let your wife to work it out. A lot of people, Grace Balechas, Sheva Brochas, my house. Every Sheva Brochas in the neighborhood, he offers his house. Then the whole family is working like dogs. I'm not saying sometimes it's a chiyut mechad of the kids. Zog de Nachal Eliyahu, Avraham Avinu, Shalosh Boko, Sayim Kemach. And the only thing that says that was a tefillah that Avraham didn't do himself, Al Yedei Shaliach, Yukach no me'at mayim. They say over, a maise, two maise, of Yisrael Salanta. One maise, I saw from Yisrael Salanta. That in the old days, you know, the water didn't come in his tap. And he saw a guy was washing, you know, he was washing like two full hands. You see it a lot of times, you know, in Simchas, yeah? Sometimes the Mishosim do it, so then it's Andosh, yeah? But sometimes you, and he saw yelled on him, what you mach me on the cheshven of Yenna? The side of the animal yelled. And people that take out all the sforim to learn and then they leave it there. The gabbah could be masada, why not? They take out every sefer that maybe they will use during Seder. It's two piles. Nasav and Nishma near where they sit and learn, and then they leave the shul. You know, they had to rushing home, they had to be back home. The gabbah could put it back in. The stipler called it, Oh, Asher lo yokim es divrei ha'Torah hazos. Say over a famous maaser was a yid, a very rich yid. Had like festus with the Shabbos with a lot of guests. And he begged Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to come to feel tzachdish. Rabbi Yisrael every time said, no. Till, yeah, when I told Rabbi Yisrael, I know you don't trust my kashrus, I know why you're not coming. You have to know the Rav, remember the Rav that was nifter, Rabbi Shmuel? I took his rabbits and she's the cook, she serves Rebbe, you could come to my house and tell you it's kosher. So I said, yeah, Abba Razay, it's the Abba from Rav Shmuel, I'm coming, but I'm fearing the Tish. Okay, so that week was 200 guests in that guy's house. And we saw the Kiddush on Aleichem, an hour the Suda was over. I was clatsing, but he couldn't say nothing. They finished, and Yisrael was about to leave, the cook came, she wants to speak to Rabbi Yisrael. So she came, she said, Rebbe, please come every Shabbos. So I'm sorry, you know, because of me, you had to cook for 200 people. She said, Rebbe, please come every Shabbos. I said, why? She said, you have to understand, the husband of Shmuel was Nifter. It's three small Yisraelim. Every little Shabbos, they want me to go over the parsha with them. But I'm here, and the Suda finishes 12 o'clock when I come back, they're sleeping. Tonight I'm going back, I will be with my Yisrael. And Yisrael said, now you understand, when you told me that she's the cook, I decided I'm coming. You're doing chesed, you're giving her a parnasa. You think you're a tzaddik. And the cheshbon for Yisrael. That's it, because of that, don't take her... Take it to the right place. Avraham Avinu is Amud HaChesed. Aber nicht auf der Cheshbon von Yeren. The cows he gave Yitzchok, Vayitin and Anahar L'Asoyse, three festive cows, that is not a kasha. Because Rashi says, Vayitin and Anahar L'Chamche B'mitzvahs. The family is Mishkan Shliach. This is to teach my kids, V'Makum Chesed. I'm not saying now, when you get your family to do a mitzvah, Berabchus. Because that is a part. Well, you need a favor from a different person. The mitzvah of the cheshvin from Yemen is yukach lo me'at mayim. Say over a maise, it's not a rebbe. Yemer Hashem el Avrom, lomo ze tzochak osoro leimo raf umnom eilen v'ani zokan. Big chiddush. What is the timing exactly? I mean, she didn't know. But the shaila is, what is Vayevar Hashem el Avrom? Had to be Vayevar Hashem el Soro, lo motzochak. What is Vayevar Hashem el Avrom, lo motzochak kasor? So to say over. Chaim Priska, when he was a kid, he learned by Chassid Slonim. And once, the Melame took him to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave an apple to one of the kids. And the kid bitten into the apple without making Bayer Priyoy. Quiet. The Rebbe turned over to the Melamed and told the Melamed, if the kid didn't make a brocha, the tain is nish of the kid. The tain is of the Melamed. So Chaim was a little kid. So he said, and if the Rebbe nish gemacht a brocha, nish Melamed the kid, the problem is in his Rebbe. That's what the Rebbe loved. He said, Elva Zayin Adam God. Elva Zayin Adam God. And his father, like if Chaim mumbled. The Rebbe wanted to yell on the kid. He wanted to embarrass the kid. So he pulled the kid. Has the kid managed to get both of us? So the world says that doesn't upshot. Hashem tells Avraham, if Saul laughs, felt the moon and their stoop. Lo was it so like a Saul? Avraham Avinu, in deine stoop, Saul is laughing? In deine stoop, Saul is laughing? I pull him Hashem double? But the Gabi the Maise, you have to know, if sometimes you see your kids, don't bench like they have to, don't daven, don't yell on them. They see the father starts to bench in the middle, no, no, boo, boo. So the kid benches. If the kid will see the father benching as every day, I'm promising you, the kid will also bench Moshe Tzolich. But he sees the father, you know, just takes out the phone, just, you know, makes a missed call. Just, yeah? Just the text. Just checks who it is. For sure, he doesn't answer in the middle. So the kid feels a benchy. He sees his father and davening. But if he... this is what the son of the Rebbe said. And when the kid is having a chisor and learn alamol, vayomer Hashem el Avrom, lomo zesoch hakasor. If the kids don't have emunah, it's not the kids. I have to tell you a maisa that happened to me yesterday night. I'm only telling you a quarter of the maisa, a fifth of the maisa. As Hashem, hopefully towards the end of the year, I'll tell you all of the maisa. In the middle of Elul, I had a big tzor, I had big four tzoras. Four big tzoras. But mamash, I couldn't anymore. So I called Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I said, I need to speak to Reb Chaim. I need private time by Reb Chaim. The Rabbi said, no problem. Reb Chaim is not feeling good. You come to Basikim, you're diving in his house, you do the Kaskoyanim. And noch them, I'll make sure that Reb Chaim will venture for the four of the things that you want. So my son happened to me yesterday night. So Reb Chaim gave me four brachas. So first I came in, so the Rabbi wanted to help me. So he asked Reb Chaim, you know, he's an Einikul from Ein, he's the captain, I'm an Einikul from Avrom Yaffe. Avrom Yaffe was the Rebbe of the Stipler, the Navardok. So he asked Reb Chaim, if you do a favor to Nissen Kaplan, if you mekayim kibud av, that you mechabed the Einikul of your father's Rebbe. He didn't say what. He said, Nissen Kaplan needs a favor here. I'm asking you, Rebbe, as do get the brochet, if you help him, if you yaitze kibud av. Chaim said, maybe. So he told him, okay, Nissen Kaplan, tell him a story on your grandfather. So I said, I'll tell you, Rebbe, I'll tell you a story. Well, Avrom Yaffin was a shiva in Novardok, and the stipler was a bocher, 18 years old. And the stipler ate every Shlil Shabbos, he would eat by the Rosh Hashiva. So the Rosh Hashiva was my great-grandmother. The stipler, the whole meal, had a sefer under the table, he would learn the whole suda. The Olam Taina, the family, that the stipler is listening to the conversation, is pretending learning. Nice days, me'azim ha'olam, these Tainas are around, yeah. And my great-grandmother, she said, no, the stipler is serious. She had a daughter. So she said to everyone, I will show you. In the middle of the Suda, which was a week later, she turned over to the stipler in the middle of the meal. She said, we saw we forgot to invite you to the Bris and Shalom Zachar. But everyone for 2 hours was discussing that it's a girl. The stipler said, it's okay, I'm not happy, I was busy anyway, and he carried out her. Chaim had another one. He said, no, Rebbe Issa, I'm asking you a kasha to do a favor to him. So he's going to keep it out for you to pay back. Chaim said, no, Efsha tak. So he said, okay, he needs four brachas. So the first thing I asked, he said, will be like this and like this. The other three, he gave a bracha. I written down to myself. But he bench on all the four things. And one he said, tell to do like this, won't be like this. The other three things he gave a bracha. Yesterday I met the Gabbai of Reb Chaim, the one, the Beleman, the one that had a wedding. He runs over to me from the other side of the hall. Nu, ale bracha shel Niskayim? I said, one, I said, I'll tell you, the one that he said Belashayne will be Taki really happened. But that was a dream. Mitzapim li Yeshua. So I said, okay, tomorrow morning, today, I don't know, as I'm going to Reb Chaim, and I tell him, we can't be Mechalik one, yes, and three, not, we have to make all of it the same. So I don't know what happened today. He was seeking, you know, he said, don't worry, I will take care of it for you, Reb Chaim. But what I had this pilus was, the Emunas Chachomim that he had, not, he ran over to me without a suffix that it happened. And he had a suffix that it didn't happen. I said, if I would have that in Munas Chachomim, I'm sure all the things would happen already. But that's the pasuk. Avraham Avinu is a tiny of Avraham Avinu. Why so tzuchako? If two claims in Beira Olam, there is no difference with the Ribbono Shel Olam, How could be a tzchok in your house? This is what the time explained. We have to live in Munah, and I'm telling you, measure alamol. If your bnei bais don't have a Munah, if your kids don't have a Munah, and if they're not benching like Moshe Tzorich, know the chisolin is by you. I got such a musr. The guy ran over to me. No, he like, well, sure, like I'll give him a hug now. No, four favors he did to me. Eh? And his things that need nisim glue, nisim, something nisim. So I'm going in today in the morning and I'm telling the rabbi, Mikelish Machalik, that Maki Shane did its face. The people who are called Membro has to be. We'll go weiter. It's a long parsha. Maybe Moise Inyan, Loise Inyan, says in the Pasuk, that Kosh Baruch Hu says, Amechasa ani me'avrom, sheyodati sheyetza belevon avachrom. Very shver Pasuk. Why Avrom has to get the message. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Avram is the one that is giving over the Musa. Asher yitzave lebon avachro. We would think, if this is the method of the Torah, that Avram is mitzave lebon avachro, we will find somewhere in the Torah some warm, deep conversations in between Avram and Yitzchak. The Torah doesn't say no conversation. You know, Yaakov with Yosef has a poor schmoozing. Yitzchak with Yaakov. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, where to take a shidduch? Neretzach. Moshe Retzach. Avraham, we have two psukim that he talks to his son. I'm sorry. Eight words we have in the Torah conversation in between Father Avraham to his son Yitzchak. Vayoymer. Yitzchok, El Aviv, Hine Oesh, Vemacheles, Ayase, Vayoymer. Avram answered his son, Hineini Bni, Vayoymer Eloikim Yirele Asele Oilobni. This is eight words that we have in the Torah, Shayodati, Shayitzabes, Bolovachov. Eight words. I heard the Givaldik about it. And these eight words, look what it says there. Vayoymer. Hineini bni. Elokim yireh le'aseh le'oilo bni. And the eight words that the Torah gives us in conversation of Rom and Yitzchok, twice he calls him my son. My lovely son. My son. Vayoymer hineini. If the Pasuk could have said, Vayoymer hineini. Elokim yireh le'aseh. He named me. He named me who? He asked his father, when the plane is leaving? 2:00, my son. And we have good seats, my son. I will say, ta. I know you, I'm your son. I know I'm not adapted, yeah? Vayoyme, he named me, bni. Elokim yireh le'aseh, bni. The answer is, leman asher yitzaveh es bono, when the Torah wants to teach us a conversation, remember to show ava and respect to your kid. Ava and respect to yourself. More from every different Muslim. I will tell you, I just second member the vote. I just don't have a watch because when we changed the clock, I turned it and I broke it. So I'm Alan's man. So, you know, okay, we have it. So, I'm often into it. I heard a mice niflo from the Alter Gerer Rebbe that he went, I think it was Motcha Alter, went to visit a little village. It was a Ravid village. I think the village had like 10 Jewish people. And he went there for vacation or something. I don't know why he was there. And as the Mechabed, the Rav of the village, the Alter Gerer Rebbe went to Mechabed, the Rav of the village. He comes into the Rav, and the Rav says, Rebbe, I'm so excited that Gerer Rebbe, the Golador came to me as a kasha that I have for years. And now I could ask the Rebbe. The Rebbe asked, what is the kasha? It says in the parsha, in the end of the Akedah, Yitzchak is 60 years old, you call him now. He's a 60, he's a man. I should have said it before. Vanoichi ba'anar. Avram also gave him a name, Anar. Al tishlach yotcho el anar? He's a man, he's a 60 years old man. Perek chav beis, posuk yud beis. Chav beis, posuk yud beis. So the Ger Rebbe told him, by a father, the kid stays a kid even when he's 50. So the Rebbe said, Ger Rebbe, years I'm waiting for answers, such a teretz, this is nishkan teretz. So the Ger Rebbe told him, but does he the teretz? By a father, a kid stays a nar even when he's 50. The Rebbe made a face, and they got up. They're about to leave, you know, the whole village is there, 10 people. So the old lady, 90 years old, rose to the door with her daughter, 70. She says, Rebbe, Rebbe, da vobe na broche. So the girl, Rebbe gives her a broche. Und was ist der Meidale? I'll tell you again. The gavis of El Seyover. I want to show the shows the siyata nishmai. Und was ist der Meidale? My mother, the 70 years old, is called the Meidale. I just finished with the vote of Rav Shach. Al tishlach yotcho lanar ve'al ta'as lo'i me'umo ki ato yodati ki yore lo'i kimato ve'lo'i chosachto es bincho es yechidcho mimeni. Rav Shach, it's a reshmuz. Avrom Avinu ki ato yodati ki yore lo'i kimato. What is ato yodati? He said to do the akedah is Nishkin Chochma. Hashem says, cut the kid. Avraham Avinu, when he was told not to do the Akedah, he did it, but the same Tzivu Hashem if doing the Akedah. Not like, oh Hashem, I don't have to do the Akedah. He did it because he was told to do it, and he did not do it because he was told not to do it. Al tishlach yotcho lanar. Chazal says, instead of Roma, I will do a scratch. Ve'al ta'as lo'i me'umo. Ato yodati ki yore elikim ato. They say, from the Biskerov, that he said, in our parasha was two machnisi ochi. Avrom Avinu and Loit. Who did a harder job? Avrom or Loit? Loit, they wanted to kill him. It was dangerous. It was a sakona. Avram, it's not dangerous. And who gets the schar Avram? Loit, b'schus Avram, they take him out. So the Vel says one teretz that by Avram it looked like Arabs. By Loit it looked like Malochi. When a big rabbi comes to your house, everyone macht a chos esochi. The God Lador stays by him, everything. Shaila, when the Poshta Yid come, you mach man achlos esochi. This is one teretz. But Skarov said, Mesivus Nefesh, everyone could do. Everyone knows that the day that it's 4 feet snow, everyone shows up to Shachis and Shul. Ask him, if it's a hurricane somewhere, everyone makes it to the Shul. When you have a bit temperature, then you stay in bed. When you're not in the mood, you stay in bed. To do achlos esochi when it was dangerous, it's hard, but then people are motivated. Avram is sick, he's 990 years old, 100 years old, he's after the bris milah, so many excuses not to do it, a hot day, stay in the second Saturday, to stay in the room. The godless is not the meisim esochi. That is also a meisim. The godless is, that was so from the world. בסדר.